Yes, you are. Come on, tell me about when the people wanted.
The city council.
This is Wadley, and what was
Yes,
that?
Yes, Wadley.
Okay.
They wanted to purchase a bell, you know, and to ring to alarm, you know, notify the people that there was a bad fire, something alarming was happening and all. And they instructed one of them members to investigate the matter. They took their work very seriously in those days. Riffraff were not elected to the city council in those days. The city council was composed of the leading businessmen and leading planters, not farmers, planters. And so one was delegated to investigate the matter, report on it. So they decided to buy this old circular saw that was no longer used at the sawmill, and they had it erected on a frame, and they used it for a gong.
Really?
Yeah.
That was
it's
cool.
Like the Orientals do, you know, in place of putting out the money to buy a bell.
So instead of having the fire bell, they had the gong.
Yeah.
Now what date or what time was that?
Well, now,
long time ago?
No, not so. It depends on who's talking.
Okay.
To you, it would be in ancient days.
All right, I got myself into that one.
It was long about the end of the 1900s. I mean, early 1900s. That was the period that I was interested in, you know.
Right.
And the era, I call it, of the railroads here, which was the most glamorous, exciting, prosperous days that this town has ever known.
I'm sure.
To me.
And that was like after I was, you know, remember things that the railroad was taken for granted and going down, really. And I'm sure it was just a wonderful town.
It was. And so many men worked here. And the crews used to change. One crew would bring the train up from Savannah, and another crew would take it on at Wadley, you see, and take it on to Macon. Wow, the first crew, what they call laid over.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a room in town, or perhaps their wives and children preferred to live here in place of living in Savannah. And another thing I want that always amused people was that we call the trains the up train and the down train.
Oh.
And of course the real name was 1, 2, 3, 4. Now number one came up in the morning, and number three was the midnight train from Savannah to Atlanta that came through about midnight. And of course 2 and 4 were the down trains.
Oh, yeah.
And that always amused people.
Up and the down.
We spoke on that, said up and the down trains. And everybody used that as a great occasion, you know, to meet the trains. Then we had this little commuter train that ran from Millen to Macon. It was called the Shoofly. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh yes, we'd get on the Shoofly and go to the State Fair in Macon. And it was a commuter train. You know, it went up in the morning and came back and got back in Wadley about late supper time.
Good days.
To go to Macon. Now, it only ran between Millen and Macon. And it stopped at every pig pen.
Everywhere.